Hey buddy, Andy here again. This afternoon I went to another one of those events that we get here in Hastings. I happened to put up the other day on Twitter or Facebook about some particular event that was going on, and one of my sort of Twitter, YouTube, internet friends happened to say, there seems to be something going on in Hastings or the surrounding area just about every weekend. And I said, well, actually, this weekend we've got a seafood and wine festival going on, which is actually one of those ones that's become quite popular and is getting quite well known, as I even saw mentioned in like the supplements of Saturday newspapers, national newspapers and that, because of the people that it attracts. It's something run by the council. But the reason I went today, partly because of the food, although I wasn't so bothered about that, but what they also have there is entertainment. They have an entertainment tent with like a pub that does its own beer, that brews its own beer on the premises, and they were doing all the bar. So, you know, you could get decent beer, locally sourced beer as well. And most of the food is locally sourced. Most of the restaurants and that we have in this area have their own stalls. And so you can taste things, you can try things out, whether it be food, alcohol, any type, you know, wine, cider, beer, whatever, spirits, just about everything you can think of. And other sort of tradespeople as well. But obviously, it's a sort of seafood and wine is what it originated as. But I think it's branched out a little bit. And also well and good, and it's got bigger and bigger, and it's great to see it flourishing, and it's good to see the weather was good. But I'll be honest, the main reason I went down there today was to see some local music. So I have live music there, and I think predominantly it is local music once again. Now, I've mentioned this in lots of videos and that as well before, that the local music from this area is so good, it's unbelievable. We have some wonderful musicians who are either born here or who have moved to this area because how good it is, the sort of camaraderie, the way that people get together. And the band that I saw this afternoon was one of those sort of case in point, really. A local singer, a lady by the name of girl, by the name of Jenny Jane, who only started singing around about a year ago. And I remember seeing her quite early on, and she just got into it. I don't know how old she is. I'm not even going to make it a stab in the dark. That would annoy her in that respect. But she's got an absolutely wonderful voice in a sort of a soulful, sort of jazzy nightclub sort of feel to it, for want of a better way of putting it. And she's got a band together. I know the guitarist that she uses, a guy called Phil, who's a very, very good guitarist, who's moved here from the northeast of England, who's sort of taken her under his wing, I think, a little bit, because he's a professional musician. He's done quite a lot of stuff, played at Live 8, for example, things like that. And he's got a very good band, a local bass player who plays with just about everybody, and an excellent young drummer who lives not that far away. But the sort of band that they sort of put together very quickly, and they're so good, they just read music, and off they can. You can see them making little errors and talking to themselves and not making up as they go along, but it's done with such ease, with such wealth of talent and experience as well. And they brought on an excellent local trumpet player as well, who I think another guy has moved to the area. But it makes you realise just how good some of these people are. And this particular girl, Jenny Jane, you will probably hear about her wherever you are, I think, at some time in the future, because she's got an absolutely wonderful voice and a natural voice and a natural way of putting it across. Saying to some good friends of mine afterwards that one of the good things I like about her, partly the fact that she just does not realise how good she is. It's not an act, it's purely that is what the way that she is speaking to her. She gets a bit nervous about this, and she just does not appreciate the effect. And the effect that she had on the audience this afternoon, I know she was nervous about the gig. Understandably so, it was a local gig, you know. She said it was the biggest gig she'd ever done, which I found hard to believe, but there you go. But she'd certainly won over the crowd, absolutely no problem at all, because she's so good, the band behind it are so good, and it all sort of just builds up from there. And it's good to see people like that who, say, maybe don't realise their talent, but haven't been corrupted by years and years of training, of teaching. Yes, she's had a little bit of coaching locally by another local sort of singer-songwriter who moved here from the northeast. She hasn't been corrupted in that respect, which I think is good. It's all from the heart, and I think that is what's so good about that, and what is so good about so many of the other local musicians in this sort of area. So there you go, one of those little things. Another great festival. There's plenty more of them coming along, and we seem to have them all year round, and long may that continue. Anyway, thanks for your time. I'll speak to you soon. Goodbye.